Okay, we're back. We hooked up with Steve and Deb, and we got a special guest on in here with us, Mr. Rich Howes. And Rich is from Oviedo, Florida, and he won the Southern Open Bassmasters Tournament on Lake Tahoe, qualified for the Bassmaster Classic this February on Lake Gunnersville. Man, what a deal. How you doing, Rich?
Hey, I'm doing good, Steve. I appreciate you having me on the show, and looking forward to it.
This will be your first Classic, I guess.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It's the biggest event there is in our sport. As you well know, I know you've fished a couple, maybe three of them. So I'm just blessed to have the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to going up there and competing against the best in the world and try to make some noise and bring that trophy back home to Florida.
Well, that'd be nice. People don't realize how big a deal that really is. I remember my first Classic. It was the first year that I fished, and I'm telling you how green I was. I was so inexperienced in the sport that I didn't even get nervous, not until really the last day, and we pull in the Coliseum there in Arkansas. It's 1985 mm-hmm. on the Arkansas River, and there's 30,000 people in the Coliseum there, and that makes you nervous. And I was the only one caught a limit all 3 days, and Rick Klun won the year before, and I don't know any of these guys, and so it's just going over right over my head. But what a big deal. And going to Gunnersville, a lake that fishes a lot similar to our lakes here in Florida. So, man, I like your chances out there.
Yeah, a lot of people have told me that, as soon as I won, it was, hey, it's on Lake Gunnersville. It's on Lake Gunnersville. And there's grass, being a Florida fisherman, that sounds like home to me, is fishing in grass. So I can think of a lot worse lakes to go to and knock my chances down. I wouldn't have been able to handle what they went through this past year out at Grand, out in Oklahoma. So opportunity to fish, one of the best lakes in America and be surrounded by grass, even though it might be dead, find some live stuff here and there and feel like home. So I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah, February on Gunnersville, those fish get really, really active at times, especially if they have a little bit of a warming trend or something. We fished at one time when it was really cold there, and there was a good jerkbait bite going on. But, man, they bite those rattle traps and all the stuff that you're probably an expert at doing. Rich, what's your favorite way of fishing? I mean, you won on Tahoe. How did you win that tournament up there? Because that tournament, an open tournament on Lake Tahoe, is a very hard tournament to win because, you got the best guys in Florida right there fishing that. Is that a lake you fish a lot? Or how did that tournament come out? How did it go?
Yeah. I cut my teeth Florida fishing. I moved down to Florida maybe 14, 15 years ago. I cut my teeth down on Okeechobee. I actually lived down there in West Palm area. And as I learned to Florida fish, some of the guys that really knew how to catch them out at Lake Okeechobee. You probably know him, Mark Lamb and a guy named Jimmy Darcy. We had kind of buddied up, and Mark really showed me how to flip. And when I say flip, I'm talking about punching heavy mats, type of stuff, with an ounce and a half sinker. So I spent several years down there, and then I moved up towards Central Florida probably around 2005 and started fishing the Harris Chain and Lake Kissimmee and Toho and got to know that place. They fished similar, but you don't have as much mat stuff to punch up and consume me. But this year was a lot different, and they let the hyacinth grow up some. They let some hydrilla get going, and all of a sudden I went out for practice, and it looks like a lot of Lake Okeechobee, what I had kind of learned how to do. And so it just kind of worked out for me. I practiced for the inevitable hard cold front that affects every tournament, whether it's at the beginning, middle, or end, And I really wanted to find a technique that if that cold front blew through, I knew I had a chance at winning. It's all about winning Southern Open. You're not fishing for Angler of the Year points. You're trying to get that Classic ticket. I fished to win. I maybe fished an hour, probably total, making casts. Everything else was pitching a 1 to 2 ounce weight.
Yeah, what's your favorite lure to have? When you're punching those mats like that, Rich, what is your favorite go-to lure to have on if you only had one to pick?
It's a super secret bait called the Gambler BB Cricket. And ain't nobody ever heard of it, right?
Yeah, the old Billy Bowen. The old Billy Bowen Cricket. Yeah, and they...
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a little that hard to find.
That's a great lure, and obviously, you know, Gambler baits makes a lot of stuff that Florida fishermen use, and when I'm punching mats, I certainly get putting a cricket on the back.
Yeah. What size of your hook do you put in that thing?
I'll use the Straight King Hack Attack 4-aught flipping hook.
Yeah, that's a bait that, you know, a lot of people don't know about that bait. That's a real small lure. I mean, it's probably the smallest lure that you can get on a hook.
Might be, 2 inches long or something?
Yeah, it's small. And that's the reason I asked you what size hook or what kind of hook you use, because a lot of guys don't know how to even hook it up because there's not a whole lot there to put a hook in. But those big bass really love that thing. And it goes through the mats good because it is so small.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason, you know, if I was to be flipping just hydrilla, hydrilla line, I would not use that. I would upgrade to a sweet beaver or something of that nature, an ugly otter. But when you're punching the mats, you know, like the highest of mats and things like that, that small profile gets through there. In fact, I haven't been able to fish much this year, believe it or not. I have a young child at home, and so in between the opens and whatnot, I don't get to fish much, but I did run out to, I don't know, about a month and a half ago, and they're just now starting to get back to the mats, and caught one of our trophy catch fish. I think it was 8 pounds, 12 ounces or something up on on Lake Kissimmee. So with that cricket, it makes me laugh every time you pull in an 8 or 9 or 10 pounder in there. They got a little cricket in their mouth.
So you entered that in the trophy catch program, huh? I'm glad to hear somebody do that, because so many of the guys down here don't do it. And man, it's just throwing money away. And plus, they need those numbers, you know. That's why they're doing it, to get some good numbers. And I'm disappointed in the boys down here in Okeechobee. But I was glad to hear that you registered that fish in the trophy catch. But
absolutely. We need to get behind it. We need to get behind the program as anglers. You know, it's they're doing it for a purpose. And like you said, it's throwing money away. Get certificates from Bass Pro Shops.
Absolutely.
A little bit of recognition. And they sent me a T-shirt from, I think it was called Bass King, and it's a nice, nice deal. I encourage everybody to register for it. Not to mention, you might win a Phoenix Bass Boat.
That's right. And now this year, every time you register one, you get, 10 extra entries into the free drawing at the end of the year. They changed it a little bit. So every time you register one now, you get, I think it's 10 more chances to win that free boat that they just gave away last week. So that's such a
Absolutely.
Big deal. But anyway, Rich, tell us a little bit. I went online and looked a little bit at your profile and all this, and you're really involved in this foundation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, I'd be happy to. My wife and I had our first child back last September, so she's 15 months old. We got a little surprise in the delivery room. Our little girl, Nora, she was born with a physical disability. Make a long story short, one of her legs is going to be about 9 to 10 inches too short, so she won't be able to put 2 feet on the ground. Without either amputation and prosthetics or some corrective surgeries. So as we researched this with our daughter, we came across, actually in West Palm Beach, of all places, Dr. Paley. And he is a world leader in corrective procedures and prosthetics for children born with birth defects that can affect your limbs. It could be arms, feet, ankles, knock knees, all sorts of things that can happen. And you start reading all these stories about, you know, the kids that can't have treatments or don't have access to it from other places around the world. And we had our first visit with them, and then I won this tournament and kind of had this opportunity to be in front of a lot of people. I really felt like the Lord was guiding me to help others, to be honest with you. So I talked to the Paley Foundation. I said, I'd like to raise some money as I go through this and see what we can do. So we started a website called fishingforthekids.com. And on that website, you can read a little bit about my family. You can read about the Paley Foundation. And then you can place a bet on me and pledge a dollar amount per fish that I weigh in at the Classic. Anything is helpful, obviously, $1 a fish, $5 a fish. Or if you don't want to you know, bet on the Classic, you can, of course, just pledge now and give a few dollars to a good organization right there through that website. And we're hoping to raise some money for that place down there. And, you know, I'm going to be surrounded with that foundation for the next, you know, 13 years of my daughter's life. And so I really felt inclined to help. So that's what we did.
Yeah, it sounds like they're doing some great stuff over there. You know, the technology and the way things are today, but getting that kind of care, and like I say, a lot of people, you know, that if they don't have any insurance and stuff, they're kind of between a rock and a hard place. So anything that anybody can give to a foundation like this really goes to help people that just really can't afford that kind of help. And, you know, it's just, I was reading about this and I was kind of shocked. I've never really heard about this before, but they have that doctor right over here in West Palm Beach.
Yep, right on West Palm Beach. And, you know, it's a very rare condition, but there are other rare conditions. And when we went there for the first time, you're in the waiting room. Of course, you're a nervous parent. You got, you know, one of the things you love most in the world sitting with you, your new baby and my wife. And you see these families literally from all over the world. We met, you know, people from the Middle East, from Australia, and then, you know, patients from Oklahoma and all over the country. We got paired up with a gentleman that fishes the Central Opens, and his daughter has a similar condition. He is a co-angler out in the Central Opens, and he contacted me and he said, "Man, this is just so great what you're doing." And, he says, my family is going to drive to the Classic to see you, because my daughter wants to meet, you know, the fisherman that's helping other kids like her. So it's a very, very touching moment to have that conversation with another father that is going through this, you know.
Well, you know, the Bassmaster Classic is a pretty good stage to use to make people aware of something like this. And like I say, you're going to be weighing in front of thousands and thousands of people, and not to mention the people that are going to be watching on TV. And so we're going to be pulling for you to get to the finals, where you're going to get a lot of airtime, because trust me, you're going to impact lots and lots of people there. And a story like yours is the kind of stuff that we like to hear. It's the good stuff, the good things in the sport. And like I say, not everybody has the opportunity to get in front of that many people. And who knows, maybe it's kind of destiny, you know, that you win an open. And man, to win an open and get a shot at the Bassmaster Classic is astronomical odds to start with. So just being able to get there is a big deal. But to have an agenda at the same time is a pretty special deal. And I know you're going to take advantage of it.
I certainly am. And, you know, I was doing an interview just recently, you know, and the gentleman asked me, you know, "Hey, what at the end of the Classic, what needs to happen for Rich House to be satisfied?" And, you know, my first answer is I want to raise as much money as I can for the foundation. That is my goal. And then I'm going to win it, which will allow me to raise even more money for that foundation. So I have taken this win. It's been a blessing, and it's allowed me to go out on the and take the sponsor side, the business side that, you know, you have had to deal with for your long fishing career, and, you know, go into the world of sponsorships and things of that nature, and really learn how to maneuver your way and provide value to companies and to you know, people that are willing to get behind you. And one of the things that I have asked each company that I represent to do is to help get behind, you know, my charity, my foundation. So it's been exciting. It's been very exciting. For my title sponsor, I was able to get Allstate Insurance Company. So I kind of went outside the fishing market to get the title sponsor. And then we've had some Gambler Baits is helping, and Fitzgerald Rods. Trevor Fitzgerald, he's a excellent angler himself and makes a really, really good rod. And so he's come on board. I looked up and got a hold of the Rattle Trap guys, and so they've jumped on board with some help. And I am a pro staff member at the Orlando Bass Pro Shop, so I get a little help from Bass Pro. And and Joe over at Coho Marine has been a big help as well. So it's just an exciting time in my life, and I know it's going to come up really quick. You know, I think, I don't know, maybe we're 10 weeks away. When you say it like that, it seems like it's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not far away. It'll be here before you know it. And what kind of boat do you run?
Well, I actually, I'm going to be in a Triton TRX. Triton's got a new model, the TRX. They went ahead and it's got the same hull, from what I understand, as their popular HP, you know, 21 HP series, and it's going to have a little wider front deck, which I like to have. So I'm looking forward to getting in that Triton and having a Mercury pushing me along.
Yeah, now that Toho Marine sells they sell a little bit of everything there, don't they? I know they sell Tritons, Phoenix, Rangers.
I believe they got five brands of bass boats: Triton, Phoenix, Ranger, Bass Cat, and Stratus.
Yeah.
So Joe does a fine job. He's kind of broke the mold of particularly for some of the bigger companies like Ranger that, you know, only want their brand, and I would reckon he's probably in the top half of sales in just about every brand that he sells. He does a fine job.
I think he's
and it's been very helpful and instrumental for me as well. So I appreciate Joe over at Toho Marine.
Well, that's good. I know you're excited about going to Gunnersville, and having the Rattle Trap as a sponsor is not too bad a deal, because there's a real good chance that tournament could be won with the Rattle Trap in February.
Yeah, and you know, obviously I'm going to go up there and as any angler should do, try to listen to what the fish tell you, and you know, we all have our ways of trying to catch the biggest bag and win tournaments, but you know, obviously you've got certain things that are going to be traditional at lakes, and the Rattle Trap certainly jumps to the top of the list up there at that lake, and I'd do anything to be able to throw a Rattle Trap all day and win it and not have to, you know, worry about throwing a big swim bait in 30 foot of water or something that we don't have an opportunity to practice and hone in skills like that down here, you know.
Yeah, at least you don't have to worry about throwing an Alabama rig there. At least
I don't think I could take it. My arms would be worn out.
No, I tell you. Well, I tell you what, it's great to have you on. We're going to be keeping up with you now, Rich, and hopefully, you know, we're gonna be interviewing a lot of the guys right before the Classic, and especially right after. We're definitely going to have the winner on. And that's one thing that makes my job kind of easy. I know most of the guys, but a lot of the young guys like yourself, I don't know. So we're really looking forward to we're really pulling for a Florida boy. And you're with the stuff you've got going, we would really like to see you come out on top of that tournament. And what are your plans for next year? Are you going to be fishing the Elite Series next year? What are your plans? Or do you have a job? I haven't even gone there yet.
Well, I do have a job. As I tell folks, I fish professionally, but I don't fish for a living. And that's kind of what separates the guys. I did not qualify for the Elite Series, so I will not be doing that. My plans for next year, obviously, the Classic. I'm going to fish the Southern Opens. Still working on the schedule for some potential other things. It kind of depends on what's going on with the treatment of my daughter. Obviously, the family is going to come first in that situation. But, you know, maybe I will qualify for the Elites. And I think maybe if I win the Classic, I think that might come with an invite. I'm not sure. But I guess first steps first. Let's win it.
Yeah, a good win at the Bassmaster Classic would go a long way toward a fishing career, I promise you. You can probably quit work after that, so I guarantee you that you'd have things going your way. Well, Rich, thanks for coming on. You've been a great guest, and we're going to be, and all of our listeners down here, I know, are going to be pulling for you. So if you need anything down here in South Florida, just let us know, and we'll be keeping up with you, and hopefully we'll be having another interview with you here in about 10 weeks.
Yes, sir. I'll be happy to join you. You've got a great reputation, you know, around the state. I know we haven't had a chance to meet, but I certainly know who you are, and I know you have a great reputation as being a good person. So I'd be happy to be on the show. And if any of your listeners, please go to fishingforthekids.com and read about us, and whatever y'all can do to help, I certainly would appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate you, Rich. And anyway, we'll be keeping up with you. We're going to let you go. Folks, we've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.